1988. Yeah, that's the year that we were introduced to the Strip Mine album from the band James. That was Yah-Ho here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And speaking of 1980s, some Flesh for Lulu in there with I Go Crazy. And potentially, I don't know, you might have been a Flesh for Lulu purist, but I discovered them in 1986 on the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack with that song. But I've heard if you dig deeper into the album or albums, you find some good stuff. So maybe I'll do that for you on a future Viva La Mach. Hey, speaking of good stuff, good poppy, crunchy, sugary good stuff, I want you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday night. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic, it's anything that feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 here on WRCT with an encore presentation for those who miss it on Sundays like I do, on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that program. It is well worth your time. Hey, you know what else is well worth your time? Hanging out here on WRCT's airwaves and just listening to what's going on, whether it's me, the Mockster, and Viva La Mach, or one of the other fantastic shows that you hear. We appreciate your support listening.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And welcome to the Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Leah Minsky, and tonight we are going to be doing a fun set of kind of a little bit of everything. There's going to be some Detroit techno, some disco, some experimental art concept projects. I hope you enjoy. Our first song is Plastophilia 2 by Doppler Effect. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
cosmic. Stepping on the gas, sitting in my car. Driving very far. Stepping on the gas, traveling all alone. Barring with intentions, and stepping on the gas, music's playing loud, loud. 120 miles, and stepping on the gas, stepping on the gas. Accelerating fast. My cosmic car, cosmic car, cosmic. My cosmic car, cosmic. My cosmic car, cosmic car, cosmic. Stepping on the gas. Stepping, stepping, stepping on the gas. Stepping on the gas. Cosmic. Stepping on the gas. Stepping on the gas. I wish I could escape from this crazy place. Fantasy portrayed. I'll take anything. Suddenly.
Come here, don't care. hair. I hate to comb my hair. Make. Make. Pink. Blue. Purple. I wanna make a good for you. Make. Make.
That was Makeup by Prince, Cosmic Cars by Cybertron, and Mindstream by Meet Beat Manifesto. Up next is Meet Every Situation Head On by Psychic TV, and It's Your Love by The Other People Place.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Nothing you do with your bodies or your hands or anything gets us excited.
For all the fake MCs, this is the original. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Jack the tab, 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 jack the tab. roof with sickness. Dirty little old ladies. Jack the tap with your fry, fry, fry. Wheels are still on Hades.
Thank you. Dress so cheap at the bar. Look at me like we aren't very smart. It's cheap at the bar. Look at me like we aren't very smart. Look at me from the street for your bluff. At the clubs and the pubs. Like the grubs of a shrub. On the side of the path. There's a thing you would need. What a laugh as we dance. With the clout you'd mean trance. Like the drinks and the cheap at the bar. With the clout you'd mean trance. Like the drinks and the cheap at the bar.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You got to face. Girl,
Lawn Disorder is a weekly independent radio program. Lawn Disorder Radio gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. Just heard The Facts by Sada Benoit, Everything She Wants by The Egyptian Lover, and Bottom Feeders by Drexia.
Lego blocks.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fantastic films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through the pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. More information is available at www.rowhousecinema.com or by calling 412-904-3225.
Thank you.
We just heard Love Games by International Music System and Megatron Man by Patrick Kelly. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Gray Area here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and I hope you join me next week. Have a great night. Thanks so much.
An online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx. Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Welcome to Bibimbap here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. This is your show host, Yunsu. And for today's show, we have a very special guest. They were one of my closest friends at the radio station and still are today. And they graduated 2 years ago, so they're a WRCT alumni. Hello, Claire. Thank you for coming out today. And how are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to Bibimbap. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's pretty chilly in New Jersey today, and it's quite rainy, but I won't let the weather get me down. And I am quite excited to do a K-pop show with you today.
Of course. This is a show across state lines today.
Claire was one of the first people that kind of got me into radio, or like was like one of my first friends at the radio station at CMU. And they were the internal music director during my first year there. And I kind of succeeded them, I guess, took the mantle.
You did succeed me. I corralled you into joining the radio station, staying in the radio station, and taking up an executive position at the radio station.
You truly are an influencer.
I was all in at the radio station. Yeah, I was internal music director, but before that, I was public affairs director for 2 years. And I had a couple of like various shows under various DJ names. Yeah. I think my last one was DJ C-Day. But that was all in the past. Now I no longer go to CMU as I've graduated, but today happy to cover some topics that DJ Yunsu and I are both very enthusiastic about, which is
K-pop.
Woo. K-pop time.
All right, so let's get right into it. How did you get introduced to K-pop, and what was your first experience like with it?
My first experience with K-pop was actually through my older sister, because she was into it, but I think she was into it because she used to watch Korean variety shows like Running Man and Family Outing, and I think 2 Days, 1 Night or whatever it was called back then. And because there would be K-pop artists and singers on those shows, she would listen to the music then, and then we would sort of get into it together.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any like specific K-pop songs that you were like really into back then?
Okay, I don't think I was into them, but my sister was. Specifically, I remember Kim Jong-kook, who now is often sort of just known as a TV personality, I think. He was in Turbo, which was a duo, I believe, and he had a song called Happy Virus, which my sister burned onto a mix CD, which we would listen to all the time in the car, along with Mirotic by TVXQ and other songs by TVXQ, including their Japanese releases, which I thought were by a different band because they're known as DBSK in Japan.
TVXQ is really old. Do you know when they debuted? I feel like...
I don't think they're like that old. They're still only like 2000. I think they debuted after the year 2000.
To me, that's really old.
All right, well, we're a baby, so. Yeah, definitely that. Those were like sort of the first groups. And then I distinctly remember my sister asking my dad to buy albums when he went to Korea for a business trip. Oh, but I think he didn't understand which group was which. So he just came back with Big Bang and Super Junior and no TVXQ, as far as I remember.
Damn. So none of your favorite.
Well, I didn't know who these people were at the time. My sister just liked them. Did you also get into these at like a younger age?
Yeah. TVXQ was not a group that I was familiar with back then. It was definitely more like Son Yoshida or Girls' Generation, Big Bang and Shiny, I think. those three were probably the biggest ones.
I think the fact that you were in, like, you can say Shiny as one of your first groups proves that you're a baby.
Shiny is still fairly recent. They're still going on strong too.
Right. I mean, TVXQ is still going. It's